Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. In the 19th century, there was this artist, Gustave Doré. And he was quite famous for his time and traveled extensively through Europe. And this was well before the time of the EU. He forgot his passport. And he was aboard this train, famous story, he was aboard this train and it was coming to the border crossing. And he realized he didn't have the passport, the documents proving who he was. And so as the border agent was going through the car, he said, well, you know, I don't have my passport, but and I don't mean to brag, but you've probably heard of me. You know, I'm Gustave Doré. And the border agent just sort of stared at him for a second. He said, you know, people come through here all the time trying to pretend to be someone they're not. And he said, well, what can I do to prove to you that I'm Gustave Doré? And the border agent said, pulled out a piece of paper, and he said, you're the famous artist. Sketch these workers down here in the field. And so in a matter of just a moment or two, he did this beautiful sketch of these workers out in this field. And the border agent looked at it and said, yep, you're Gustave Doré, and let him go through. The work that he did proved who he was. The work that he did proved who he was. Now, we have a very important question. We have a couple of important questions, actually, in our gospel lesson today. The question that he asked the disciples, who do other people say that I am? And they give him the answers, and he was probably expecting some of those type of answers. Then he says, but who do you say that I am? Now, you got to remember, these were the people in the world at that time most qualified to answer that question. These are 12 men who had followed Jesus relentlessly. Been with him, they've seen him raise the dead at this point, they've seen him heal the sick, make the lame walk, the blind see, these amazing miracles. They've seen it. They were right there, firsthand. If there'd been smoke and mirrors, they'd have seen smoke and mirrors, okay? They didn't see no smoke and mirrors whenever they saw Jesus do these things. So whenever Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? Peter pipes up real quick, and he says, you're the Messiah. The Messiah, the anointed one, the one we've been waiting for. How did he know that? Because his works showed the world who he was. The works of Jesus' hands proved who he was. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to be people who can answer that question as well. Who do you say that I am? Is a question that echoes down through the generations. Now, we may not have seen Jesus reach down and pick up the little girl who was laying dead and tell her to get up. We may not have seen Jesus actually put his hands in the ears of the deaf man and make him hear. We may not have seen water turned into wine, although we probably have tried. We've not seen it. But we have events in our own lives that can bear out witness of to who Jesus Christ is in them. We have small little everyday miracles, I call them. The little coincidences that are a little too coincidental to have happened. I'm going to share you one with mine. There was a book, it was called When God Winks at You, and it's about some of these little coincidences, and it's really kitschy, but it's cute. But in my own life, I felt the call to go to seminary. And I already had a job, and I had a family, and, you know, it's really kind of expensive to pick up everything and move to another city and plop them down and not have a job. Because, I don't know about you, I became accustomed to eating and having shelter, and those were important to me, and I had no idea how I was going to do it. I had no idea how I was going to make this happen. And so I pushed off seminary a year. The bishop allowed me to push off seminary for a year. before I went. And I really struggled, and I prayed, and I thought, I'm going to have to save up a lot of money, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I can get a part-time job at Walmart or something while I'm up there in seminary. And then I get a phone call from the group I was working for at the time. And they said, we have this new project we're going to be starting. And we'd like for you to be one of the first team members on this project. It's unique. You're going to work from home. And it's a four-year project. If you do the math, seminary's 3 years. I would, in fact, finish seminary and this project at the same time. I could work from home. God thinks God's hilarious. Little things like that show me insight into God working in my life. I'm going to venture to guess we all have little stories where we have seen God at work in our life. Maybe those little coincidences. Maybe we have experienced a miraculous healing where something has just suddenly happened, and it truly is the storybook definition of a miracle. Maybe we've seen something in our lives that we truly can't explain. Maybe whenever we've been hurting, maybe whenever we've experienced loss or grief, we felt that love that knows no bounds in our hearts. We've experienced something different, something outside this normal world. We've caught a little glimpse of God in our lives. John Wesley, our Methodist friend, whenever he had his conversion experience, he described it as who remembers, who knows that story? His heart was strangely warm. Maybe we've all had that. I think we have. If we haven't, we really need to take a long look back on our lives and maybe look to see where it is that we've missed those little moments and those little times where God winks at us, where God shows that perhaps He really is in our lives. When we look at the extent of those in our own lives, my brothers and sisters, I think we can answer that call that comes through the generations. Who do you say that I am? We'll start off by saying, you're the Messiah. And then we can add on. You were my help in that hospital that day. You were the one who made my heart full whenever I thought that I had lost everything. You're the one who gave me hope. The Messiah. The Anointed One of God, come into our lives to make us whole, to make us holy, to make us complete. If we're going to answer the question, who do you say that I am? And if we're going to say that all that we are and all that we have belongs to God, then we can ask that question a different way. Whose do you say that I am? And if we are really serious about our faith, if we're really serious, then we can be that little bit of light and hope in other people's lives so that they can see God in us. My brothers and sisters, as we go throughout these next days and months and years and the rest of our lives, I hope that we always ask the question, who do you say that I am? We can answer, you are the Messiah. You are my God. I love you. And you love me. Amen.